How to exercise self-control over anger. Today, we continue with this wonderful series. I think it is helping us a lot to realize that normal is not normal, and that those little things that we sometimes let go can add up every day to the point of making us like a time bomb, that at exploding will not only damage the own heart, but all those around it. So, today we are going to talk and I will give you several important points on how to exercise self-control over anger. Not get carried away by being emotional, by emotion, but to understand in who we are, to whom we belong, to have that force under control, by being meek and acting with wisdom in the way that Christ would and not under our own desire. Acting not motivated by the pain caused, by the discomfort caused by the injustice that we are seeing, that bothered us, but rather with the intention of restoring, with the intention of saving, with the intention of resolving in love. Therefore, the first point I want to talk to you about is, let yourself be dominated by the love of God and speak the truth in love. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15 says the following: instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. One of the characteristics of a spiritually mature Christian, of someone who loves God, of someone who professes to follow Christ and who is mature in the Lord, is the ability to speak the truth with love. So many times I have heard people saying, the truth hurts, nobody likes to be told the truth to their face. I consider that it is not entirely true, because the problem is not to speak the truth. In fact, the truth has an attribute, and it is that the truth brings freedom when we know it. It removes the blindfold, and if it brings freedom, it brings peace. It brings rest. Then the problem is not knowing the truth. The problem is not in the truth. The problem is in the intention of who seeks the truth and demonstrates it. There is when everything changes. If the intention of the heart is based on the desire to boast the self and to say that I am always the one who is right, you will always seek to speak the truth because it suits you and it is your desire to manipulate others or that others always recognize you as the one who always knew and the center of everything. And that is selfishness. And God does not share it. No, God's justice does not work there. Likewise, when we are motivated by anger and we start thinking, I am going to expose all his evil. I am going to tell everyone that he lied. I am going to prove that he is wrong. I am going to prove this. The person is not doing it in order to solve things in love, but rather, his desire is motivated by anger. It is wrong. He has uncontrolled anger. He is seeking to harm, and there is where the problem of truth really is. If we are really mature, we should have the ability to speak the truth with love, as it is said in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 15. Now, doing this seems simple, but it is hard to do it. Of course it is. We must always speak the truth as children of God. So the problem is when we forget to do it with love. We know that we have to correct as the Bible teaches, but we forget that we have to do it with love, with meekness. There are some, I call them Christianoids, who do the opposite. They show that they are loving, but they are not frank. they do not dare to speak frankly when using the truth, because they say, if that truth is going to be painful, who is going to listen to it? Then they prefer to keep everything quiet. That is immaturity. If we want to grow in the body of Christ and become more like Him, we must do both. What are they? Number one, speak the truth. Number two, let it be in love. My beloved friends, let us not fall into Satan's game by provoking him and making us angry in order to use the truth to harm and destroy. It is important to have a healthy heart, to always have self-control. We already remembered that we have spoken in this series that the self-control is not a constant training with personal self-discipline. Self-control is part of the fruit that the Holy Spirit provokes in those who have Jesus in their hearts, who have been born again. So, we need to have self-control so as not to get carried away by anger. Never discuss with others the problem you have with your brother. Rather, in love, you should go directly to that person and speak the truth in love. And when you see something wrong or unjust or someone acting in a lying or stubborn way, do not get angry or give rise to anger. Rather, speak the truth in love. Now, what is speaking the truth in love? Well, it doesn't mean going around the issue 1,000 times to soften what the brother should know or what the other person should know. Because sometimes we go around and around and we don't go straight to the point with wisdom, but rather we go around and around, and sometimes we tend to delay the message in order to not bother, and we even let go of certain details that we consider as not relevant. But they are, because they are part of the whole problem. This is not love, because it is manifesting the truth that makes the person turns from his error and makes the darkness that try to enslave him vanishes completely. If we do not manifest that truth, we fail. Let's not cover with the word love what we are not doing right. Speaking the truth in love is speaking what is doctrinally correct. It is speaking what the Bible says with a healthy attitude and correct motivation, which is to heal and restore and not harm, sink or embarrass. But then, how do we tell the truth in love? Well, we must pray before. Pray first, before speaking, during and after the conversation. Pray for God to open the heart of that person to hear the truth. Pray while you speak so that your words don't fall on deaf on a hard heart. Pray after for the Holy Spirit to do the work of conviction of sin and leads the person to repentance. The Bible says we must pray at all times. We need to correct in love. Galatians chapter 6 verse 1 says, "Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path, and be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself." Now, this doesn't mean, please do not misunderstand the word of God by thinking that I have to cover the sins of others in order to offer them tenderness and love, and in this way they will return. No, the Bible never talks about giving up confrontation. Rather, it says that you have to do it the right way, with a humble heart, with tenderness, and a simple heart. Let your correction be always born from love and never from anger. This is very important. Now, how do we tell the truth in love? How to restore with a spirit of meekness? I am going to give you some simple points, but they will be necessary so that you can use them and they will help you in the process. The Bible says, as long as it depends on us, seek peace. Let there be in you the correct attitude, the correct motivation to restore. And when you are going to do it, pray to God for that person. When you are doing it, pray to God so that his ears be open and he knows how to understand, not be predisposed, and he knows how to understand what you want to convey to him. And when you finish speaking and close the conversation, pray to God so that the Holy Spirit makes him come to his senses and he can really repent of the acts he did. This is very important. At the moment of speaking, what would be the correct way to do it? I am going to give you some important tips that will help you. First of all, you are going to take the initiative and you are going to start the words. You are going to start the meeting praising. Start praising. Yes, just as you heard it. If you have something to criticize, start by praising and recognizing the good with sincerity. It is always easier to hear what we dislike after having heard our qualities being highlighted. So, look at what is good about this person. Praise what is good about that person. I know that since we were children, we were always taught to look at bad things and criticize them. When an exam is taken and it is a final exam, whatever it is, and it has 5 questions and we were wrong in 4 of them and just one good, usually they sentence us. We immediately see the 4 bad ones we get, and we are sentenced at once. Don't sentence immediately. If I were wrong in 4 and right in 1, what if we change the form to correct and we praise that point that he did well in which he worked hard? We encourage him to study more and do better next time. We are quick to condemn, so let's not start that way. Praise the good. Usually, we are always looking at the wrong answers in the exam and we grade it on how bad it was. How about grading by how good it was? On the right question he got, I think that everything will change. That is to speak the truth in love. Start by praising. Then, before criticizing and saying, you failed, include yourself in the process and talk about your failures. Talk about your experience. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. Show them that at some point you failed and were weak. In this way, when it's your turn to correct, they will receive it. Point number 3. Ask instead of giving direct orders. This makes it easier for a person to correct his mistake. It keeps his thoughts, his heart safe, and at the same time encourages him to collaborate and not rebel himself. Ask questions, investigate so that the person, through what he answers, realizes what he is not doing right. Point number 4. Always keep your brother's testimony. Many times, we trample on the feelings of others going about our business, accusing, threatening, criticizing in the presence of others without taking into account the damage we're inflicting. So do not correct in front of another. Jesus himself taught us, when you have something against your brother, call him aside, talk to him. There is an order, there is a process, but never embarrass your brother in front of others. That is important. And finally, learn to praise the slightest improvement he has. Praising and not condemnation moves the other person to keep improving. Do you see? It is a simple way that we can speak the truth in love, without harm, with the right heart and the right attitude. Father, I pray for this word so that, Lord, it opens the eyes of our understanding and we can see clearly what you want to teach us and where you want to take us. I pray that it be well received, beloved God, and that it speaks. You, Lord, speak to each life in the name of Jesus, that we may learn and grow, mature and enjoy each day, Lord, that you give us on this earth. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation over the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always arrives just in time. I also want to invite you to go to YouTube and search for Devocionales Justo a Tiempo. That is our channel. Enter there, click on subscribe and click on the bell. If you have social networks, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, there you find me as Pastor Elias HC. Follow me. There I post information that works for you every day, as practical advice from the Lord. And if you are in Barranquilla or its surroundings, or you come to visit this beautiful city, every Thursday at 7:30 p.m., Saturday at 5 p.m., and Sunday at 8 and 10 in the morning, the doors of the Worship and Revival Center are open for you to visit us and receive a word from the Lord at Carrera 49, number 72, 148, first floor. A big hug. Blessings.